God bless you and greetings to you in the wonderful name of our living Lord and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, there are some tremendous truths that have literally changed many, many people's lives. It says, "For in him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him." Today I want to speak to you about being complete in him. If we're complete in Christ, then we're truly complete. Few Christians have utilized the power of God within them because they fail to renew their minds to the absolute truth of the Word in believing that they are complete. To live the more abundant life and to be more than conquerors through him who loved us, we must confess and act as the Word of God directs. When our confession fails to be in line with the Word, we live below par. We fail to manifest the more abundant life, and we do not indicate that we are more than conquerors. When we believe too little, we manifest less than that which legally and rightfully belongs to us as sons of God. When I confess that I am not what His Word declares that I am, God is not less in me, but I am less in Him. Literally, it makes me a liar. I am then confessing that God is not right, and that he has not done for me what he says he has done. God forbid that we should do this, for God is truth, and all men are liars. If the Word declares that we are complete in him, then we're complete. For we are what the Word says we are, we have what it says we have, we will be what it says we will be, and we will have what it says we will have. Our accepted English meaning of the word complete does not convey the proper emphasis in this phrase of the Scriptures in Colossians 2:10, where it says, "And ye are complete in him." Aramaic better expresses this phrase with clarity. To show some sort of comparison with English, we will use the passive verb to be complete. The intensive form would show a more intense completion, to be completely complete. The extensive form indicates even more intensity, completely, absolutely complete. If in Colossians 2:10, God had put the verb complete in this last extensive usage, namely that we are completely, absolutely completed him, it would be very wonderful, but this is not the case. God goes beyond even this extensive form to show us how complete we are in him. The Aramaic manuscripts use in Colossians 2:10 a very rare fourth conjugation, or what would be an extra extensive form in English. It is found only a few times in the Bible. This conjugation, very rarely used, is very difficult to translate. But here is an attempt to translate Colossians 2:10 as it is given in the eshtafal passive form of shafal from the Aramaic. Here's the translation. Listen to it. We are completely, completely, absolutely complete in him. My friends, such completeness is incomprehensible to the finite human mind. At best, we can know for a certainty that we are lacking in nothing. Now, the following are some of the ways which make up our completeness. In Colossians 1:12, it says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and translated us into his kingdom by the work of his dear Son." In Ephesians 1:7, it says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." 1 Corinthians 1:30 declares, "But of him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." In Romans 8:37 it says, "In all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Aren't those scriptures just tremendous? As born-again sons of God, we're complete in him. The next step is to manifest this completeness. The operation of the gift of Holy Spirit in each born-again believer is the key to unleashing potential power and demonstrating completeness. The gift of the Holy Spirit has 9 manifestations, and these, of course, are set forth in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. When we operate these manifestations, we begin to evidence some of our God-given power. To go a step further, the manifestations of the Spirit result in producing fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Fruit results from the operation of the manifestations of the Spirit. Christians can no more show the fruit of the Spirit without operating the manifestations of the Spirit than they can manifest the Spirit without having the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit, of which Galatians 5:22 and 23 speak, is not the fruit of man's works. The fruit which evidences itself upon the operation of the manifestations of the Spirit is the only fruit of the Spirit. First, we operate the manifestations, the tools, and thereby cultivate into evidence the fruit. This truth is remarkable when we consider that for years we have read fruit of the Spirit, but have consistently acted as if should have read the fruit of the works of man. How truly wonderful it is, my friend, to realize that as sons of God, we have the manifestations of the Spirit, and then by the operation of these manifestations is evidenced the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit comes into manifestation in the senses world only as we renew our minds to act upon the power of the Spirit within us. Often people who appear to be producing fruits by their works, even though it looks like genuine fruit, are producing the works of man and not the fruit of the Spirit. We as Christians are warned of being deceived by such. Surely, my people, when we appear with Him in glory, we shall be able to fully appreciate that we are completely, completely, absolutely complete in Him. How spiritually invigorating it is to know and to realize that we as Christians are what God says we are, and that we have what He says we have, and that we will be what He says we will be. We must renew our minds to believe and appropriate His word to our everyday living. For it says you are complete in Him. And ladies and gentlemen, if God says that we as Christians are complete in Him, that settles all the arguments. He is the one who made us complete, and He made us so complete that we're completely, completely, absolutely complete in Him. Isn't that wonderful? Heavenly Father, I thank You for this beautiful day for the believers. I thank You for the greatness of Your love and power to each and every person this day, and for the wonderful presence of Your Son, Jesus Christ, in our life, and for just blessing every person listening to this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.